Life often gets overwhelming, psychologically overwhelming for a variety of reasons. What's the Torah's approach to dealing with that overwhelming quality that life often has? So first, there are two varieties of ways in which life can be overwhelming, or at least as the Rebbe tells us. The first is Tohoim Rabba. The first is the Mabul of life, the overwhelming deluge, the flood of life that's symbolized by the great depths. And the great depths symbolize the overwhelming quality of life which derives from the mundane or unholy aspects of life. But even the holier, higher aspects of life, like social activism and trying to make the world a better place, that too can get overwhelming. And that too can distract us from connection to our inner selves, from connection to Hashem. And that, says the Rebbe, is symbolized in the Pasuk, referring to the Mabul, by Arubais Hashemayim, by the windows of the heaven. That sometimes the windows of the heaven can open up and threaten to flood us. And those windows of the heaven are the stressors that come with trying to make this world a better place. For example, if you're trying to run a yeshiva, if you're trying to make Jewish events, if you're trying to share Judaism, that often comes with a lot of stress, it comes with a lot of fundraising, a lot of headache. If you're a teacher, you might have parents calling you all day and all night. Or even if you're a layman fundraising for a chalent mishmar, for some chalent at shul, or for a kiddush at shul, putting together the kiddush can be very distracting. Raising the money for the kiddush can be very distracting. All these things can bring you away from connection to your inner self. So, says the Rebbe, what is the Torah's antidote for dealing with the psychological mabul, for dealing with the stress that overwhelms us both in our mundane lives and even in our loftier lives we're trying to engage in positive spiritual actions? The Rebbe tells us, the antidote for the mabul is, as the Baal Shem Tov said, Boi el hateva, enter the teva. Teva in biblical Hebrew means a box, and most often it's a box which floats on water, so a boat. However, in Talmudic Hebrew, teva can mean both a box or it can mean a word. So in a subtle game of wordplay, the Baal Shem Tov tells us that Boi el HaTeva means enter the oisius of Torah and Tefillah. Enter the letters of Torah and of prayer. And what the Baal Shem Tov meant by that is that studying Torah and davening can be an immersive, contemplative experience. And here the Rebbe focuses on the idea of Tefillah being a contemplative journey. You enter the words of tefillah. You enter the words of davening, and you go on a journey. And the Rebbe doesn't outline the character of that journey here in the Sicha. To understand that journey, you'll have to learn heavier maimarim within the Chabad corpus, say in the Sefer Likutei Torah, Torah Or of the Alter Rebbe. But whatever the case may be, the idea is that through the contemplative journey of tefillah, you enter a state of being where you realize that ultimately this world is not real. This world does not inherently exist. And the world's existence only derives from Hashem's utterances. The world's existence only derives from Hashem's will. So the world's reality, the world is only real in as much as it's an expression of Hashem's will. And when you begin to look at the world in such a way, then when you come out of the contemplative trance of tefillah, you look at the world and say, all this that stressed me out before, this isn't ultimately real. And if I'm encountering something, I'm only encountering it because Hashem wanted me to encounter it, because Hashem wanted me to elevate it. And this perspective, this detached irony that one can look at the world with, causes life to be a lot less stressful. It's a lot like watching two children have an argument over something petty or something silly or watching a child get upset about something petty or something silly, through the contemplative journey of davening, we realize the things we stress about and the things that we get upset about, the things we fight about, they're generally pretty insignificant and mundane. So the Rebbe has given us a deceptively simple antidote to the psychological stress that life brings. The Rebbe says, enter the words of Torah and Tefillah. Enter the words of Torah, become immersed in the words of Torah, and when your headspace is inside of the words of Torah, you won't be as concerned by the stresses of this world. And certainly, when you go on the contemplative journey of davening, this world will begin to appear less significant and less real to you. But that might suggest that you should live a monastic life. That might suggest that the best thing to do would be to go live on a hilltop somewhere, to live in some monastery, and be totally disengaged with the world. So the Rebbe says that if we follow the symbolism of the marble story, of the Teva story, we see that that's not what the Torah wants of us. Hashem does tell Noach, Boi el HaTeva. He does tell him, enter the word. Enter the words of Torah and Tefillah. But don't do it alone. Ata, you, v'ishtecha, and your wife, uvanecha, and your children, uneshevanecha, and your children's wives. The idea being that very often when people go on the spiritual journey, when people go on the contemplative path, when people immerse in Torah and Tefillah, they'll often leave their spouse or their children or their community behind. And the Rebbe is saying that's a very bad way to be. You're meant to bring along your wife or your husband. You're meant to bring along your children. You're meant to bring along your community. And you're not meant to bring them along by forcing them to be the way you are, but rather by engaging them where they're at and trying to show them the beauty of the Teva, by trying to show them the beauty of Torah and Tefillah, and immersing them in that world with you, elevating them and raising them up with you. And you shouldn't limit yourself, says the Rebbe, to your family. Of course, it's most important. You need to start with yourself because you need to be alive. You need to have what to give in order to give to others. And then your first responsibility is to those who are closest to you, as in your spouse and your children. But beyond that, it's also important to be engaged with their community. And finally, Noach didn't only bring his family, but he brought Mikol HaChai, from all living things. So it follows from this that as Jews, we can't only remain stuck worrying about the Jewish community, but we also have to have a sense of social responsibility and concern for all of humanity, and particularly those who live in our city, those who live in our country. Even if they're not members of the Jewish religion, it's very important to be concerned for them also, and to engage them also, and bring them into the Teva. Bring them into a place of elevation. Bring them along on our journey of elevation. And this isn't only true of people, it's true of everything we encounter. It's true of animals, plants, physical objects. Whatever it is we encounter, we need to try and lift up. And although it's the case, says the Rebbe, that once you've seen the beauty of the spiritual journey, you might say, I'm so involved in my own spiritual journey, I don't have the time or the resources for others. The Rebbe said that will not ultimately get you to where you want to go. Because, as the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, Yosh v'ish tchochem nivgashu, Meir eini shneim havaya, that the rich man and the pauper met. Hashem illuminates the eyes of them both. The Pasuk is telling us that Hashem will only illuminate your eyes, will only continue to give you spiritual illumination if you meet, if you encounter somebody who is less fortunate than yourself and you give them of your knowledge. If you don't, however, then your knowledge and spiritual illumination will not last. So even from a selfish perspective, it's necessary to engage with others. It's necessary to give to others in order to maintain your own inspiration. And finally, through the work of Boi El HaTeva, through the work of entering and immersing in the letters of Torah and Tefillah, we ultimately get the bracha of Tseim in HaTeva. Hashem tells us to emerge, to come out of the letters of Torah and Tefillah. And then we encounter what we see, and not only us, but also our spouses, our children, and our communities we've worked with. We see Olam Chadash Ra. We see, like Noach did, a new world, a pure world, a cleaner world, a more elevated world, a messianic. And that all comes from our total immersion in the words of Torah and Tefillah, and making sure to gently bring others along with us.